Do you really know who you are? Do you really care who you are? Are you a person who is authentic? Are you a person who believes in yourself? Are you a person who knows who you are? Do you really know who you are? Very few people do. And because very few people do, very few people experience exactly who and what they are. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Know who you are. One of the reasons we are a success in life is because we know who we are. And the reason that we are a failure at anything in life is that we don't know who we are, or at least we think we are the failure. What do you want out of life for yourself? What do you want out of every experience you have for yourself? Do you really know who you are? When your mind is open and ready, when your mind is tuned to the vibrations of the strings that are most harmonious to you, then that's who you are. It's a mind always at ready. You're always ready to know who you are. You go into life knowing your story. And then you are respectful of all that you have created in your life, of who and what is present. You created the circumstances in your life. You created the people in your life. You created yourself in your life. And when you go in into your story of life, into your attitude of who you are, knowing who you are and being respectful of who you are from the very beginning, you will find that all of your dreams come true because that's who you are. That's who you live. People who live in pain love pain. People who live in a perfect body love a perfect body. You say, well, anyone who has pain certainly doesn't want pain. Oh, yes, they do. They feel sorry for themselves. They feel sad about some things in their life. They're judging themselves and they're judging others. Contrary to what they say is what they want to judge. Do you look at a person who you see who is bearing an illness and you say they are ill? Do you look at a tree that is dropping its leaves and you say it's losing its leaves? Or do you say the season has come and the tree is ready to go into hibernation, into sleep? And when spring comes, it'll blossom out again and spring forth in all its joy. And you know the cycle of the tree, and you don't mourn the cycle of the tree. You don't feel sad for it. But you do feel sad for people who are ill, and starting with yourself. And you think that your reality is that now you are ill. And that's terrible. Now, the tree doesn't at once think that it is going to sleep. It doesn't think that it's going into hibernation. It doesn't think it's losing its leaves. It doesn't think anything of the sort. A tree just goes into the cycle, and it knows that it will come out with beautiful new sprigs and new leaves come spring. Have you thought about your life at all? Do you know the story of your life? Do you know who and what you are? Do you know what you have created in your life? And do you know who is present in your life? Do you know what and who these persons and things are? Have you just stopped to look at your life just for a moment and said to yourself, I've had enough of this. I choose that. I've had enough of illness. Now I choose health. Now, I can choose health because health is in me as much as illness is in me. Anything is in me according to my creation, according to who and what I am, who and what I create. And they're all in me, and I can enjoy them or I can enjoy something else. Now, this story of my life is whatever I create. I am a tree, and I drop my leaves, and I put out new sprigs in spring. I'm a tree. I have rings in my tree. It tells about my age. It tells about the seasons. It tells about the life that I have lived, whether it's been a rich, abundant life or whether it's been a rather droughtful life with a lack of water or something. Whatever. The story of my life. Now, why do some trees have their seed be planted in infertile soil? And why do some trees plant their seeds in very fertile soil and very fertile environment? Why do some trees plant themselves in hurricane areas and other trees plant themselves on modest sunny slopes, beautiful, well tended by the nature and by life itself? You have to be careful with what you think about yourself. Be careful about the story of your life. Now, the story of my life is peace, harmony, goodness, right action, truth. Oh, there's a bump here and there, but I don't let those bumps be my reality. Those bumps are just transient. I might have planted my seed in an area that was infertile, an area that was not beneficial to me, and I lived very well in that area because I am always me. And then, as I move out of that area by my choice and move into a more fertile area, more beneficial area, more true area, then I am being myself. You see, I had to know who myself is. I must know the story of my life, and I must respect what I have created and who I have created in my world. I must be myself. The more authentic I am, the more authentic I can be with others, and I do not have to manipulate my life or manipulate the lives of others. I only speak my word and create what I wish. Now, the tree has seeds and they drop to the ground. And a bird comes along and picks up that seed and eats the seed, but the seed does not digest. And so this bird flies to a new location, perhaps a more beneficial location for the seed to be. And then the bird defecates that seed, releases it from its body, and the seed has not been destroyed or in any way harmed. And the seed is ready to be planted in the fertile soil that the bird has dropped it. And the seed grows in that fertile soil, and up comes this glorious, glorious tree that was always in the seed, whether it was in infertile soil or in fertile soil, whether it was in an area where it was appreciated or an area where it's not appreciated. But it appreciated itself. Nature creates the strangest ways to have seeds move around the world. And some of them are moved into places where it's not beneficial to the seed, and so be it, and others move to places where it is. Are you one of those seeds where nature moves you to the most beneficial place? Are you someone who creates yourself that lucky seed that's moved to fertile soil? Well, you do that by your thought. You do that by your attitude. As a human being, we are able to be quite mobile. We can move to the moon. We can move to the stars. We can move to the hills. We can move to the valleys. We can move to the fertile soils of the most wonderful verdant plain, or we can move to the most arid desert where life is difficult and yet still sustained in a very beautiful way. How authentic are you? How authentic I am? Am I being myself? Am I looking at the world and not manipulating it, but just putting myself in the position that I want to be? Am I in a harmonious atmosphere? Am I in a harmonious world? If I am surrounded by inharmonious circumstances, do I feel terrible about it? Or do I create the miracle of all life, and create some bird stopping and picking up my seed and carrying it to more verdant plains? Do I take myself as a human being and put myself in circumstances where all is harmonious and all is good and all is beautiful? I can do that, you know. I can do that because it's my choice. Now, I don't have to run away or leave any particular place. I can make a heaven out of hell. I can make a joy out of an inharmonious experience. All because I am being my authentic self. I am liking myself. I'm not manipulating anybody else or anything else. I am like the seed that was dropped in the desert, and a bird comes along and picks it up and takes it to a verdant valley. You and I can walk. We can get on a train, a boat, a plane. We can move in any way we want. We can be blown by the wind. We can be untouched by the inharmonious things in our environment, or we can be emboldened by them. We can tell the story of the three little pigs. Remember the story of the three little pigs? The one pig was a smart pig, and he built his house out of brick. Another built his house out of sticks, and another built his house out of straw. And the wolf came and blew away the straw and had a piglet. The wolf came and knocked down the sticks, and he had a piglet. And the wolf came and he tried to get into that brick house, and he couldn't get in because it was built for the enjoyment of the pig that lived there, because he knew what he wanted. He wanted a lovely house to live in where he could feel secure and happy. Not protected, but just secure. And he built that house. And the house had windows, and the house had doors, and the house had everything. Now, in the story, they never tell you where they got the money to buy the sticks and the straw and the bricks and to have someone build it for them. They never tell you that, and you don't need to know it. Because if you're the creator of your world, you create it. And you don't have to have all the details of how it's going to be created. You just create it. You just say, I live in my ideal house. I live in my ideal body. I live in my ideal environment. I live in my ideal world. I am ideal. And as you and I continue to live in the attitude of being ideal, indeed, all that we are and all that the world is not only ideal, it is us. It is our world. Oh, yes. It is our world. And it's all by being ourselves. Be yourself. The more authentic you are, the more authentic you can be with others. It has come from an intention of not to manipulate, but to be. Others have written these things, have written these words, have written these ideas. But it's up to us to take them and make them ours. Realizing that we go into any life, any dimension of experience, knowing our story. Are we the ideal person? Are we the ideal whatever we are? And do we respect what other people we have created around us and who we've created around us and the things and the circumstances we've created around us? Do we know? Do we care? Are we a good creator? Or are we just a mooner and feeling sorry for ourselves? And if that's the truth, then our body will show it. If we love ourselves, and if we know that we are the masterful creators, the ideal, then look in the mirror and see the ideal, because it's in your eyes, it's in your being, it's in you. If you can look in the mirror and say every single day, I love you, I love you, I love you, to that creature that's standing there looking back at you, if you can do that every single day of your life, every single day of your life will be the most magnificent, upstanding, outrageously glorious being that you could ever have, and life that you could ever be. Yes, be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. Be yourself. That's all you can be anyhow. And now, what is yourself? What do you think you are? Are you the appearance that you seem to have at this moment? Or are you the ideal that is dwelling within you? The ideal waiting to burst forth, waiting for some bird to carry you to more fertile soil, waiting to some thought to take you into more dominant, beautiful areas. And when you enter that area, you will not enter that area as someone who's just learning. You will enter that area as a person who has already claimed the reality, the original purity and integrity that they are, the ideal state that they are. And as they go into that experience, all in that experience will look upon them and say, here comes the genius. Here comes the ideal. Here comes the perfect one. Yes. And let that be said of you. I must let that be said of me constantly as I look around my world. For I am good and very good. You are good and very good. We are all that. We were created that way. That's the ideal design that we are. But we may take any temporary design we want. We may write a horror story out of our life. We may write a horror story out of the movies that we watch. But don't watch the movie for the horror. Watch the movie for the ingenuity of being in a rather difficult circumstance and how they extricate themselves from that rather difficult circumstances to a most glorious end. And as you ask yourself, do they have to die? Do they have to have suffering? And then the answer is no. And the answer is, all works out in divine order because I am the author of the script. I am the writer of the adventure of my life. I am the one who makes the decision. I am the one knowing it is a mind always at ready. I am a mind always at ready. I go into my life knowing my story, and I respect my creation, whatever and whoever it may be, because I am number one. I am the one in charge of my life. I let myself stand in front of the mirror every single day and look at that mirror and look at that face and look at that body and say, what a glorious expression of the ideal I am. What a glorious expression of the ideal I am. I am ideal, I am ideal, I am ideal. And my life shows it. My body shows it. If I dwell on the past, I dwell on the growing experiences I had, then that's where I am. If I leave that alone and dwell on the present, dwell on my purity, dwell on my original purity and integrity, the ideal that I am, then that is what I am. And it's all up to me, totally up to me. Every moment is up to me. And I love it. And I love it. And I experience it. And how do I experience it? By being myself. By looking in the mirror and saying, good morning, you wonderful being. Yes. Get excited by who you see. And as you're excited by who you see, that's who you are. Oh my, I love me, I love me, I love me. I like me, I like me, I like me. Oh yes. And you're my creation. And I love you. I love you, I love you. And I like you, I like you, I like you. And life is wonderful. Have a wonderful day and live as beautiful as you are all the time.